Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob. So Russell Wilson, Rob G, what, Russell Wilson was named like sexiest man alive or something like that by Essence Magazine?
Close. He was named Essence Magazine's sexiest man of the moment this week. Now, I don't know if that
means... What is of the moment?
I have no idea. Maybe sexiest man alive is copyrighted or whatever, yeah. But that's their version.
Probably Rob G.
Yeah. So he was their sexiest man of the moment. And they did a whole feature article about him. The photos are fantastic. If you haven't seen them yet, go check them out.
Sexy?
Sure, if that's the word you want to use. But in the article, he focused a lot on his importance of his faith in his household and his family and things like that. And there was also a large portion of the feature that focused is on him being a black NFL quarterback. Because, you know, for a long time, there weren't very many of them at all. Right. And Russell Wilson himself was quoted as saying that he thinks that he feels that he blazed a new trail for black athletes in the NFL. Here's his quote. "For me to be able to go back-to-back Super Bowls and win one of them, I think opened up a lot of doors. Now you see guys like Mahomes who won it. It's really just us so far, but there's more coming. The emergence of quarterbacks."
Who else? Wait a minute. He said who else?
There's only been three.
Okay. Yeah. I know, but he made it like it was a floodgate because he, come on, man. Go ahead, Rob.
So he continues, "The emergence of quarterbacks like Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, CJ Stroud, to name a few, is indicative of a new era of football and a glimpse into what the sport is trending towards. What I love to see is guys getting drafted early, and a lot of teams these days have black quarterbacks playing for them. It's all across the league, and it's showing how the NFL is starting to evolve, change, and break down barriers. I think one of the biggest blessings of my career so far is that I've been fortunate to be able to open up doors for others because of what others did for me."
What are your thoughts on that, Rob?
I just don't look at him as a trailblazer to open the door for black quarterbacks. I mean, I'm saying he succeeded going to back-to-back Super Bowls, Chris, a great accomplishment, but it had already started. I mean, and Doug Williams is the guy that I remember who kicked the door down in the Super Bowl, Chris. And you remember how big that was.
He was the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl.
And for people who don't know, he was named the Super Bowl MVP after breaking two Super Bowl records. You ready? 340 total yards and being the first to throw four touchdowns in a quarter. If you remember, Chris, I think it was the second quarter of that Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was basically over at half.
It was over. He was unbelievable. He had a monster game. And that was a breakthrough. That was a turning point with the black quarterback. And I'm not knocking Russell Wilson, but the patting on the back for Patrick Mahomes, it ain't like there's 10 quarterbacks since he's done it. I'm just saying, it feels a little contrived.
I think what he says is great. It's fine. But, yeah, you don't think of him as a trailblazer for black quarterbacks. And, again, that's not an insult. It's not like you question his blackness.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? Nothing like
not
that.
Not at all.
The trailblazer, I think there's a couple waves. The first wave was James Harris, Rob.
Yep.
You remember James Harris played for the Rams. And then and Doug Williams.
And who was the other one with the Steelers? Was it Jim Gilliam?
Joe Gilliam.
Joe Gilliam. Yep.
Who really kind of beat out Bradshaw. Then they made Bradshaw the star. I don't know if Gilliam got hurt.
Right.
But, you know, Bradshaw ended up becoming the starter and the rest is history. But it was James Harris and then Doug Williams. And then, Rob, I think the guy that really kicked the door down was Michael Vick.
100%.
Because
100%, Chris. 100%. Yeah. And when I think of Michael Vick, you know what I think of? He was the first quarterback to go to Green Bay to win. Like that was one of those moments. Like, Green Bay had not lost a home game or something in the postseason. And he was the first one to go in there and win. But I'm with you on Michael Vick. He was the running style and the arm, yeah, he did change it.
I mean, it started even a little, you know, like there was a trickling before him. I'm looking now, Rob, and you know I used to write for ESPN the magazine, and you probably remember this cover. It was from 1999. So it was April 19th. So I guess that would have been right before the draft. So going into the draft, and they had Akilis Smith, yeah, Donovan McNabb, Dante Culpepper. All three of those guys are black. And Cade McNown, who's white. But those four were on there as, like, the big quarterbacks in that upcoming
draft.
And
think about how long ago that was.
Right. That's 99. So, Vic entered the league in 2001. And so, it had, like, the doors had started opening. The reason I say Vic kind of bursted open is because I think once he came into the league, and let's face it, he wasn't a Hall of Fame-level quarterback. But I think, Rob, even though there had been Randall Cunningham and McNabb ran some, and remember Steve McNair too, but Vic, it was like people started looking at the way he ran, and I think really seeing how, man, you really can have a great runner at quarterback and be competitive in the league. And then I think that, you know, at that point, and I think people start to kind of feel like, well, the game has become more athletic. Linebackers are faster than they used to be and things like that. And I think there just started to be more of an understanding or feeling that, okay, you need a little bit of athleticism. I don't want to overstate it, but I feel, Rob, like Vic, after Vic, it was like, okay, if the best quarterback in the country is black, we're taking him. Because you had Jamarcus Russell and Jameis Winston and all these guys, and drafting a black quarterback number one, it wasn't a big deal anymore. Was Vic, Rob G, who was the first black quarterback to – he might have been the first to be drafted number one. He probably was, right?
Let me give you that. Remember I was telling you about the playoff win, so, while you look it up? He was 22 years old, Chris. They beat the Packers 27-7. This was in 2002. And it was the first time the Packers lost a home playoff game. That was a wild card game. Can you believe that?
Man, yeah. That was yeah, it was Michael Vick, Rob. He's the first black quarterback to be drafted number one. So that, I was just going off kind of how I felt about it. But that right there is a huge, you know, that's kicking the door in. And now, of course, it's no big deal to see a black quarterback drafted number one. But look, Russell is not taking anything away from him. He is the second quarterback to win the Super – black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. He was – Rob G and I were talking about it, and Rob G was like, well, he was a game manager. It wasn't like he led those teams. But I was like, but that was progress. Like, before, they weren't going to have a black quarterback
right,
as a game manager.
As a game manager,
you had to be some
right.
super, superhuman athlete like Michael Vick, you know, to get a shot or just a straight drop. I mean, Doug Williams had a cannon. You know, they just couldn't deny him, you know, the right to play. And obviously, you had a Warren Moon. But, yeah, I think that was progress in that obviously Russell Wilson was great, but he was a kind of a game manager, which was some progress in the perception of black quarterbacks. But yeah, I don't. It's nothing. I don't think negatively of
him. It's not negative. It just doesn't sound right.
But I don't. You don't think of him as a trailblazer for black quarterbacks, though. I mean, he's in that second, third wave of guys, and now it's just natural now.
But you talked about it earlier. All the other black quarterbacks that were drafted to get. I mean, that was way before him.
That was a few years before him. So. You know, now it's obviously commonplace. It seems like, what, about half the teams in the league now may have a black starting quarterback. So
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Shohei Ohtani, here it is. Let's get right to it. The feds have concluded, Rob, after investigating the situation surrounding Shohei Ohtani, that he was not involved in the scheme. And that instead he was a victim of fraud. That's what law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the case tell TMZ Sports. They've been investigating his translator, who was a close friend. And they say, Rob, that Ipe Muzahara gambled away millions of dollars, reportedly at least $4.5 million. And after the story broke, he said Ohtani had covered the debt. But the sources say that the feds have concluded that Ohtani was completely in the dark, knew nothing about the gambling debt, and that Muzahara embezzled from one of Ohtani's accounts without his knowledge. What are your thoughts?
Well, that would be good for Major League Baseball, the Dodgers, and Ohtani if that report is accurate. It's TMZ. They get a lot of stuff right. They get some stuff wrong, but they get a lot right. So that if they feel confident to write that, There could be something. My only question, I think we both questioned, was taking that kind of money out of his account more than one time. It wasn't a one time, you know what I mean, Chris, where he took the $4.5 million out and you didn't know it. It was numerous withdrawals from his account, which is what made me suspicious about it.
This sounds crazy, and you make a great point. I don't know, Rob. I mean, this guy's got so much money. It is possible he wouldn't even miss a million. And I hate to say that because obviously that's not the case.
But he's not the only one who monitors his account. You know, he has an accountant. He has an agent. He's with CAA.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, but
like,
that doesn't mean they're all have access to your accounts like that. Maybe Muzahara had access.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I mean, that was not only his translator, it's his good friend, confidant.
You might maybe be right. I'm just saying that was the only thing that I thought. Like, if it was a one time he went in, took the money, and you didn't know, you know what I mean? It just seemed like there were multiple deductions. But then again, you might be right. Maybe he didn't miss $500,000 or $700,000 at a time.
Right.
I always thought that you would get.
Yeah,
an
you
alert
get
from the bank.
I know I get alerts when there's a
right
certain
when
amount.
It's a certain amount of money, right?
And it don't take that much to get to.
For me, if it's over $35, I get an alert, and I'm like, well, I'm trying to get Wi-Fi and a Diet Coke on the flight to Newark, you know.
You know, I mean, sometimes Rob, I mean, look, we all know that you can be hacked. I mean, you make a good point. It's still, but. The feds did investigate.
No, I'm not.
I'd be more skeptical. Not that there's couldn't be a little skepticism in this situation, but I would be more skeptical, Rob, if this was an MLB investigation. You know, Major League Baseball investigated and found, guess what?
But you got to remember, all of these things normally, Chris, are like Balco. That was a federal investigation. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those are the ones that usually uncover this stuff and not...
Journalists or the fans.
Right, yep.
It's not going to be the league. Yeah,
100%.
Not going to be a team, you know, the league. I mean, when does that happen? I mean, you know, like in the NBA, Rob, I've never seen, like, a star get, you know, fail a drug test. Like, you know, be suspended 6 games for PEDs or anything. It's always these random, you know... kind of role play randoms as Cam might call them. Rob, ultimately, you hate that a crime like this took place, but if this is true, I'm happy about it.
Yeah, no.
Because Shohei Ohtani.
And
you know?
Shohei, he put himself out there, Chris, when he had the press conference, said he never bet on anything. Forget about baseball. He said it.
Right.
He never bet on anything. He's not into gambling. It's not a part of who he is. And I always said, like, when you paint yourself in a corner, if something turns up and your name is on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Then everything unravels. Right.
Rob G's got some extra news.
We got more coming down as you guys are speaking. According to the New York Times exclusively, Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, is in negotiations to plead guilty in connection with the reported theft of his money. And Ohtani was interviewing and working alongside feds as part of the investigation.
Okay, now I'm just going to play devil's advocate. Could he be the fall guy? Like for Ohtani, could he be the fall guy?
Chris Carter said you better get one, right?
No, right.
The fall guy, the league.
But you know what I mean, Chris? Like,
no, I mean, look. You know how much I like Ohtani. I'm glad.
No, and I'm not saying he gambled.
Yes.
I'm not.
No, you're right. Like, it's possible? Sure. I mean, Ohtani, it is possible, Rob. There's no, I mean.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not either.
I believe that. I believe the report. I want to believe the report,
I'm with
too,
you.
So
I'm just saying, as devil advocate, because it happens where somebody will take the fall because they...
Right, absolutely. We wouldn't be being honest if that wasn't at least a possibility.
Right.
Because I don't know what, you know, what type of time he may do It may be a, you know, minimum security type place. And then Rob is like, when you get out, bro, you ain't going to have another care in the world because you're going to be taken care of.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Rob, what isn't nice is the future of Jontay Porter, if indeed he is found guilty. Now, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, Rob, said this afternoon that if Jontay Porter, the Toronto Raptors forward, is found guilty of what he is charged with, which is multiple instances of betting irregularities over the last few months, that he could be banned permanently from the NBA. Silver called it, Rob, a cardinal sin. So, Rob G, give us the breakdown of exactly what Jontay Porter did.
Jontay Porter literally bet on himself, which normally is a good thing. You tell all your, Rob tells his mentees, bet on yourself. Good things will happen.
That's right.
Jontay Porter bet on himself. Good things did happen. He made a lot of money. The problem is he bet the under, and that kind of gave it away. According to multiple outlets, basically what he did was on two separate occasions, at least on January 26th and March 20th, Porter played briefly before leaving each game, citing some sort of injury or illness. One of them was an eye injury, actually. And before each game, he bet the under heavy on points, three-pointers, rebounds, so on and so forth, because he knew all along he was never going to finish those games.
Right.
And according to multiple outlets, these websites that he used, I don't know exactly if it was FanDuel or one, which one it was, but these sports books have contracts with the NBA. So as soon as these irregular betting habits were notified by them, the NBA should have no problem, if it's true, finding out exactly what he did and what he didn't do.
And what he doesn't understand, too.
His name?
Yes.
Like, I mean, look, I don't condone it. It's not like
that's ridiculous,
somebody
right there.
Else's name. But that, yeah. I mean, come on.
But the other thing, Chris, that he doesn't understand, you think these gambling houses are going to let somebody beat them out of money, and they can see, like, why would there be a big bet on him? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, there are levels of money that come in.
Yeah.
They know, Rob G, right, they always talk about public teams. People always bet a lot of money on Green Bay or Dallas or certain teams, Chris, right? The Lakers. But for a ton of money to come in on a player like that,
right,
and then for him to come out of the game under questionable circumstances, they have to look at that. They will.
And Rob, that's exactly why when I was at the Super Bowl, you were there too. I went down to the sports book. I wanted to lay down some money on some prop bets. They have limits in place specifically for this kind of stuff. Lamar Mitchell, friend of the show, no matter how many times I name drop him, is not going to let me drop 15, 20 grand on the under on a Jontay Porter bet because they know that's usually something fishy.
There you go. They already know, Chris. It's somebody who's coming in on Jontay Porter,
right,
and they're laying down $25,000 on a Tuesday night. You know what I mean? On the under.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Why would you make that bet? Or you would feel that confident that he's going to have under 5.5 threes, right? Or whatever the number is.
Right, right. And Jontay Murray, guys, he was making, guess how much money he was making.
Is it Porter or Murray?
Did I say Murray? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Jontay
Porter. Right.
Guess how much money he made this season, or what his salary is this season. I want y'all to guess.
$12 million.
Rob G?
Oh, $4 million.
$411,794.
Wow. There you go.
So you go. That's the thing. I mean, we think of these NBA players of making a ton of money. I think, isn't he a two-way? He's a G League, you know, back and forth between the G League, if I'm not mistaken. But all these guys aren't making this money. And so, and I'm not obviously not giving him an excuse. I'm just saying the temptation, right? But I'll say this, Rob. If he's guilty, he should be banished for life.
You have no choice, Chris. You have no choice from this standpoint. We talk about the integrity of the game. You just can't play around with it. You can't. And
it's always been the cardinal sin. But now, Rob, with these gambling companies.
And I get it. It's a mixed signal.
They want to make sure it's, you know what I mean? Like everything is above board.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, it's mixed signals. Play, hey,
yeah,
fans, go ahead and vote. I mean, bet. And well, I was in Cleveland, Chris. They have the gambling house right there in the arena. You know what I mean? Mm. It's right inside.
It's definitely a mixed message, but you just – and again, he's not a guy that was making – you know, a lot of guys, you might say, why would you
But that
you
makes
risk?
Sense, Chris, 411. And you
yeah,
could, you
for
could,
that, come on.
You could
getting,
go make 50,000 a
that.
Night.
Right.
Right. I mean, he might play 3 years in the NBA. That's definitely not enough money for him to live off of.
But don't you think, guys, if you're going to do something this shady, that you would try to cover your tracks a little bit?
100%. Again, my cousin is putting down the bet.
Right.
You know what? Yep. And my cousin is actually 5,000 at this place, 5,000
exactly.
at that place. Now, Chris, you don't make a big bet like
right.
that.
Now, Rob, according
right.
to ESPN, one report from them, that the normal prop betting limit on one of these houses is $1,000 to $2,000, right? He was betting upwards of $10,000 to $20,000 from
what?
Multiple accounts.
Yep, see? Oh,
so when you have that level of unusual activity, like...
It's a red flag.
Yes.
It's a red flag. They're looking for that stuff. They're looking
yeah.
for that.
I mean, he... Well, look, I mean... Yeah. I mean, there's no two ways about it. He was just very... ignorant about the way he went about it. And again, the bottom line is when something like that's happening, I'm glad he got caught. Because you don't, I mean, think about that. He's out there. Now, he's not a guy that plays a ton, but still, he's out there messing up games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a terrible thing. And
no,
not just for the
really
people that
is.
Have
just
money
like the-
flying. You know what I mean? It's just a bad, for the teammates, for the front office, the coaches whose job, I mean, like, it is a terrible thing to
And Chris, your reputation is tarnished, not just from the gambling, but let me tell you this. You're faking an injury to come out. Nobody would ever take you on their team again.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
your reputation
right. I mean, even if he's
is
not
tarnished.
Banished, even, that's a great point, Rob, because even if he's not banished.
Yep, I wouldn't
life,
want him.
Who's picking
How?
Him up?
Nobody. No,
right?
nobody.
Yeah, so it's unfortunate, but you know, he made his bet. If he's guilty, we want to say
right,
that
right,
you know
right.
he's innocent until proven guilty. So we don't want to condemn him just yet. But if he is, he's you know he's
certainly guilty. Doesn't look good. I'll tell you that
nah,
it doesn't
nah,
look good.
No, nah, it doesn't look good at all.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially, step up like a boss and save the day, or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.